Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. I want to hear about everybody's first kiss.
I mean, perfectly timely for Valentine's Day, right?
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Well, Saturday. Still.
Never mind. Saturday's Valentine's Day. Anyway, it'll be here soon, before you know it. Just around the corner. When was your first kiss? Who was it? Where did it happen? Was it like outside of 7-Eleven or something? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 is the direct link into the studios, and I'll throw you on the air this morning.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about love. Brooke did text in, and she says, my 10-year-old boyfriend invited me over to his house to play Super Mario Brothers in 1993.
Oh, goodness.
And said, if you beat this world, you have to kiss me. If you beat the world, I have to kiss you.
Oh.
Either way, he was getting a kiss. She says, I fell for it completely. P.S. We ended up getting married 20 years later.
Oh, hashtag still falling for it.
Oh, my God, it's so cute.
That's adorable. I love those stories.
All right, I see more of you calling in. 303-691-1649. We want your first kiss stories. Let's do Rachel and Dawn since they've been holding forever. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. So tell us about that first smooch.
So I guess I could have been classified as a late bloomer. I was 15, and it was my first boyfriend. And we had like a summer romance. He didn't go to my school, you know, so we were just infatuated with each other. But the thing that I was thinking about this story was when Katie talked about how her first kiss, she looked up on Facebook and he sadly passed away. Well, I looked up mine on Facebook a few years back, and I found out that he married his stepsister.
Oh,
what the what?
I know. He used to complain about her when we were 15, and he's like, my dad just got married, and you know, my stepsister, she's so annoying. Mm-hmm. And anyways, I looked him up a few years back. I think it was like 2019 or 2020, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's his stepsister, and they have like a whole family too.
Well, I know it's all crazy, but they're like not blood.
I mean, they're not. Yeah, remember, they
I know, but I had a stepbrother married in when I was like 16, and I'm like, he's my brother.
Exactly. There's no way. They tried to make us feel better about this in Clueless, remember? And then still ew.
And then, Rachel, you got to be thinking, like, how bad was my kiss that he went for his stepsister after? Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember being, you know, 15 and being like, oh, my first boyfriend. So enamored. But, well, that turned out really crazy, and I had to share, so.
That's a dang good story, Rachel.
That's a good one, Rachel. Thank you.
You made us laugh. Yeah. You can call whenever you want, Rachel. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Kisses!
Oh, don't say that.
That opened up a phone line, 303-691-1649. We are sharing our first kisses today. Call in. Here is Dawn. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So tell us about that first smooch.
So he's now my husband, but I was 17. We had just gotten done with the date. We were hanging out with on my trampoline, and I was super nervous. He ended up kissing me, and I just looked at him. I said, that was weird. I have to pee. And I just left him on the trampoline, walked inside my house, and just sat in my room like, oh, God, did I just ruin this?
Yeah, I think you kind of did.
No, they got married.
No, we got married. And have
so he was into it.
Our moms were on and off friends again. They're both kind of toxic. They're not friends anymore. But we didn't really hang out because every time my parents would go over, I would be at my dad's every other weekend. But he was in the military. He came back for a party. I wasn't supposed to be at the party either. We both ended up seeing each other at the party, reconnecting, and he actually left me his number in a book.
That's cute.
A little bookmark.
Did you have to pee after you saw that bookmark, too?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it funny how many stories from our youth kind of start with, so we were out on the trampoline.
I know, right?
The trampoline's a hotbed for love. It really is.
Trampoline has all my secrets.
It sure does. Well, Dawn, we're going to let you go so you can run to the restroom, but thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well.
Bye.
We are talking about first kisses today in honor of Valentine's Day sneaking up on us here in a couple days. If you want to share yours, we got Leah and Cindy on the line next, but 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. There's a ton of you texting on the text line. Just call us. I want to talk to y'all. Tell us your stories. Here's Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hello.
Hello. Smoochy smooch. All right, tell us about the kisses.
It was in eighth grade after a dance with my eighth grade boyfriend and my friends from shout out to anybody that were, I had a big girlfriend group in eighth grade at Horizon Middle School in like 1993, 94. And we all like knew each other's locker combos. So we could like stick notebooks full of notes in each other's lockers in like passing period.
Yes.
And yep. It was like, that's the award I won, you know, like he won the award for being most funny kid. I got the one to pass the most notes. So I didn't think anything of it when we all went to my locker after the dance, including my boyfriend at the time, Josh Takis.
Yeah.
What up, bro?
What up, Josh?
What up, bro? And I opened up my locker and all my friends scattered and like a little teddy bear and some flowers fell out. And then he gave me a little kiss.
Oh,
it was, I don't know, it was super cute.
That's really cute. Do you
it
still
super cute.
Do you still have the little teddy bear?
No.
Oh man.
More importantly, do you still remember all those locker combinations, Leah? Because that's the kind of weird stuff. That's the kind of stuff I hang on to. I mean,
13,
I will remember.
24, 44.
Yes, my ninth grade combo forever.
No clue. There was way too much fun in the 90s for me to remember a locker combo from 1993.
You brought back a memory for me, like doing that in high school. Like
yes.
Everybody knew everybody's combo, yeah. And I would open mine up, and there'd be like a half-eaten cheeseburger in there, and I'm like, "What the hell is this? That's not mine." What is yep. this? Boys were a little different, though. No teddy bears.
No.
Leah, you are you're awesome. Thank you for calling us. What a sweet story. Appreciate you.
Yeah. All yay. Right. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Leah. Bye.
Bye. All right, we got Kim and Cindy on the line. Here's Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi there.
Hey, you. Tell us about that first smooch.
Well, it was a long, long time ago. I'm quite elderly.
But that's all right.
It just, it sticks out in my mind. I was in junior high and, you know, I was kind of with this guy and we, you know, we were known to be a little couple, but we had never kissed before. And so finally we ended up kissing. We were probably outside in the back area. But when we kissed, I realized he had an extra tooth growing out of the roof of his mouth.
No.
What?
But you were into it.
Oh God, no. It was like, oh my God, what is this? It was such, it was, took me, you know, by surprise. So it was just, it was burned into my memory forever.
So yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you got your tongue in his mouth and you're flicking that back tooth there.
You get some molar action in there. Like, wow.
So did the kissing commence then or?
Well, you know, I mean, we still saw each other after that. So I guess got used to it, but it was just that first initial kiss. My very first kiss was that.
Gotcha.
Oh,
gotcha.
Man.
That'll stick with you for a minute.
Yeah. It's still here after 50 years.
Poor Cindy. Like,
poor Cindy.
That's never going to leave.
She's had tooth issues ever since.
Still scared of the dentist.
Cindy, I love your story. I really appreciate you calling in this morning.
That's good stuff.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good
day.
Later.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Kimmy Kim.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, girlfriend. All right, so tell us about that smooch.
Well, it was like seventh grade, and we were supposed to meet on the tennis courts, and I was expecting a peck, but he stuck the tongue down my throat, and I did not like it.
Well, he was a newbie, you know, beginner. How did this play out? First of all, I got to ask you, like, how did it play out? Like, you had to meet on the tennis court. Did you guys, like, meet up in the hall and talk about it, or what?
No, well, I'm old. I'm 47, so you used to write notes, and he slipped me a note and said, meet me on the tennis courts.
Okay.
So
that's easy enough.
I know.
And God, you are old.
Man,
my God.
No, you're not. I was going to say, Kim, that is not old.
You're ancient, Kim.
Well, I feel old.
No. Young.
No, but that was, like, I can't even think about how many years ago that was. That was like, I was 13 or 14.
Yeah.
So,
so too much tongue, though. It stuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've now been married for 27 years, and if he if he starts saying the tongue, that's fine. But like that time, it was not okay.
No, your first time, you're like, we work up to this.
Right?
You have to work up to the tongue.
You do.
You really do.
Come in with straight tongue.
You got to practice on your pillow in your bedroom before you go to the tennis courts. Well, for God's sakes.
I don't know if I've ever practiced on the pillow, but like. Maybe I should try.
No, I did.
No, we did on our hands, though, right?
You did?
Didn't everyone
and then, like,
practice?
An orange. You had to practice on an orange.
Like, on your hand, because it could mouth.
Do it right now, Katie.
No.
Stick your tongue in your hand right now.
That's the most action I've gotten in a minute.
Does Katie have an orange right now?
I don't.
No, but she's licking her hand, Kim.
Okay.
Too much tongue on the hand. Go wash your hands.
Now my hand's mad at me.
Kim, thank you for the laughs. Have a great day.
Bye.
You too. The next time I see you at Costco, Jeremy, I'm coming up to you. I'm always afraid to come up to you.
Well, come and say hi. We'll split a rotisserie chicken and then tongue kiss
each
other.
Give him tongue kisses.
Well, tongue kisses.
No, we won't do that because you have a wife and I have a husband.
Well, you know, she's into it, Kim.
But I will say hi.
Well, I hope you do. You're very kind. And I'm just joking. My wife's not a swinger.
She's okay. I love your show. Thank you guys so much every morning for getting me up and getting me moving.
Well, we love the compliments.
You, Kim.
Keep
You're
them
so
coming.
Sweet.
Bye, Kim. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, we got Nicole and Alyssa. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hey, you. Tell us about that first kiss.
Okay, so Katie, you love this because small town North Dakota, on a bus ride home after like a basketball game with my boyfriend, we were sitting in the same seat. And he had his little hat, and so he, like, was trying to hide us from the teacher on the bus and did a little kiss and little tongue, just a little bit,
just
and it tasted
little.
Like mellow yellow.
So sweet. Yep. Tasted so sweet. Oh, that's the best. Well, and people don't know, like, when you're in basketball in North Dakota, you have to drive to all the towns. Like, it's not like a big metro area where everyone comes to one place. Like, you have to drive an hour and a half to New Rockford to take on the Roadrunners, you know? Like, it's insane. So it's a long bus trip for you, probably.
Down in that mellow yellow.
I love that.
So good, Nicole. Thank you for the memory.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
You
bet.
Bye. All right. Bye. Alyssa.
Hi.
Hey, you. These calls are so fantastic today. They're making me smile ear to ear.
Bringing back some memories for me.
Seriously. All right.
Not pleasant.
Really? All right. Okay. Tell us about that first kiss.
We were on my friend's driveway in about seventh grade, and my boyfriend was wearing rollerblades, and we had an audience. Everybody was wanting us to have our first kiss, and he was already much taller than me, plus he had the rollerblades on.
Oh, yeah.
And when I say that he licked my whole face, I'm not exaggerating.
It was a drive-by tonguing.
It was horrible, and when he pulled away, I had this look of disgust on my face, apparently.
Oh.
And he ended up breaking up with me because he was so embarrassed by my disgusted look for all of our friends to see.
You're like, dude, you licked my face!
I know!
Like, no, it was not my fault!
There's only one option. I mean, you had to look like that.
Do you remember his name?
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to call him out on the radio.
No, okay.
Right? Keep that face looker's name to yourself.
That's really, really good. Alyssa, thank you for the laughs. We'll let you go dry off your face right now.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God, they keep coming in. Let's do two more. We'll do Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're really good, my friend. Thank you for calling in. So tell us about that first kiss.
Well, I've actually had two.
Okay.
My first kiss with a girl when I was in elementary school, the house we lived in had a huge pine tree in the yard. So all the neighborhood kids would climb up there and hang out. It was kind of like a little fort. So, you know, hands covered in sap and everything else. And I just laid one on her. And
yeah.
It is what it is. And then my first kiss with a boy was in junior high school. We were both in school suspension because we were rotten children. And we snuck off to the bathroom and made out.
Man, Brian, you get around, dude.
I know. Wow.
I'm telling you. Did you still have sap on your hands in the bathroom, too? Don't answer that.
I was going to say, that's
don't answer. Brian, we're moving on. Don't answer that. Okay, Brian. Thank you for sharing your memories, my man.
Oh,
those are
stuff.
Pretty darn good. All right, let's do one more. Is it Dara? Hi, Dara.
Hi, it's Dara. How are you guys doing today?
Dara, well, we are super dupes. How are you today?
Doing wonderful, thanks.
Well, good.
So a little first kiss story. I was in high school. We were on a date at a movie theater, and it was a grand opening, so, like, every seat was full, right? The movies were free. Like, it was a big thing. And so we were all packed in quite tight. And it was, like, the moment, right? First kiss ever for both my boyfriend and I. And we just start to kiss, and the lady sitting next to us says, "Hey, are you going to do that all night? If you are, please make sure you don't step on my corns," like, on her feet. And I was like, oh, that really just, you
that
know,
kills
just
the mood.
Out of the sails of this special moment.
That
right?
kills the mood so, for sure.
You know, so that was not what I expected when, it, you know, I had, you know, the first kiss in mind.
Yes. Don't step on my corns.
Hey, kids, get off my bunions.
Needless to say, there was not much more kissing going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You weren't feeling so corny after that? Oh, you feeling?
Yeah, nope. We just
you stay just
focused
moved
on the movie.
Hey, do you remember what movie it was?
I do. It was GoldenEye.
Oh, hey. James Bond action.
That's a good one.
All right. Yeah. Well done.
That's so, too good.
One of those core memories, right?
It definitely is.
Corn memories.
Are you feeling
yeah.
corny,
yeah. Oh,
baby?
That was good.
So corny. Hey, thank you for sharing
awesome.
Your memories with us. Have
of
a great
course.
Day.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Oh, my goodness, you guys.
Dang.
These made us smile. Thank you, thank you, thank you for making this show what it is. Appreciate all the laughs. We're Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100.